And on the line, our very own nutritionalist from Deakin Uni and the Richmond Football Club, Dr. Dom. Hello, Dom.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are so good. Now, Dom, look, we've got a really important topic to talk about today. And I know that initially we're going to talk about what happens with elite sports people, but I want to relate it back to when, say, the likes of Daryl and I might have an injury.
Yeah, is that pretty common for you guys?
Well, I do have
that time of your lives.
Well, sorry, you're breaking up a little there, Dom.
Well, I do have a tricky knee.
And a hip and an ankle. Me, on the other hand, it just hurts when I go to the gym, like a lot. But, you know.
But it's a really good and important thing to be talking about. Okay, so we've got elite sports people. They get injured
all the time.
Yep. So what do you do with them?
So nutrition actually plays a really, really important part of their rehab. So I guess first that we've got to know that there's different sorts of injury. So there's like the soft tissue when like an athlete might go down with a hamstring or a strain or something like that. And then there's, you know, right up to the ACLs and the broken bones and surgery and those sorts of things. So firstly, if, you know, if we're looking at that level where someone's actually not able to move for a period of time, so say there is surgery or whatnot, the number one thing that we have to do is get them started on some really good supplements to help with the healing. So straight away, and this is even the case with soft tissue, which is probably more relevant to us normal people when we pull something or do something to ourselves. So we start on some really good quality fish oils from an anti-inflammatory. And then we use something called curcumin, which we've probably spoken about before.
Yep.
Yeah, which, you know, like turmeric, the active ingredient in turmeric. So we use that. And then collagen we throw in there as well.
That would help with cosmetics a bit too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely has got a wrap for that.
I think sports people are using it for like repair from wounds or operations, not so much.
But I mean, if it helps their hair and their skin and their lips at the same time, then that's a bonus. We really go pretty hard initially on those sort of key supplements. And some might be already taking them as just, you know, general well-being, but we sort of ramp them up a little bit over that initial healing period, which is around, like, you know, at least the 1 or 2 weeks after. So we've got this real window that we have to make sure we're supporting all the healing, which is the same for all of us.
All right. So that's the elite situation. And obviously the supplements that elite sports people are getting are probably a little different to what we can get ourselves.
Because, I mean, those sort of supplements are pretty common. You want to make sure you're using, like, really good quality ones, to make sure that they're, you know, like, they're the right brands and whatnot. But the athletes I work with use supplements of good brands that are available to every normal person. So, you know, we've definitely got access to them. I guess, like, that's sort of at that top level where we do have the, I guess, luxury of being able to get on those supplements pretty quickly. The big thing I see in athletes, and I think it'd be similar in, like, us normal people that just likes to keep fit. As soon as there's an injury and they're in a bit of a period where they're not playing, you know, they tend to feel a bit sorry for themselves. And instead of actually eating well, out comes all the, you know, the crap food. So you raid the cupboards, you feel a bit sorry for yourself, you've got the chocolate and the chips and everything coming in. And athletes can often be the same. So a really important part that we focus on is obviously just pretty good quality nutrition. But if someone isn't actually able to move much or able to train, then, you know, we really go even higher on the protein and the consistency of protein. Because what we know is that just eating protein stimulates the muscle protein synthesis, stimulates muscle sort of building, and you can hold on to lean muscle, which is what we want for our athletes.
Okay, Dom, hold that thought for a sec and we'll come back and we'll talk about it some more. Dr. Dom, our nutritionalist here on The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9.